God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Growing Up. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, turn with me this morning, if you would, to the book of Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Ephesians 4 and verse 11. It says, He, the Lord, gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Now, we call these ministry gifts, and that's biblical. They are gifts. He gave some. They are gifts to the body. For what purpose? For the what? For the perfecting. Now, we've, for some weeks now, have been on this subject called growing up. And you'll see this word perfect in the scripture many times. And what does it mean? Do you remember? What does perfect mean? It means to bring to its ultimate end. It means to complete, and where growth and development is concerned. If somebody is, the Bible talks about a perfect man. We'll read it in just a minute in this verse. A perfect man, and it's comparing natural growth and development to spiritual growth and development. A child is born, the child grows and grows and grows till they come to the end of their development. They reach their full potential physically, we'll say. And that is what the Bible refers to as being a perfect man, a fully developed man, a completed one. And do we need something to help us reach this completion, this maturity? Well, God gave gifts unto men. All of these ministry gifts, this is the effect they should be having on us. Now, do you see how twisted and warped the church has become? Read this scripture again. He gave these gifts for what? For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying or building up of the whole body of Christ. And if you read other translations, it brings out that making the saints fit to do the work of the ministry. You see that implication in other translations, just come right out and say it. But so many whole denominations, millions of Christians believe that the ministry gifts are supposed to do the work of the ministry. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
That's why they hired their little preacher. So he could do the praying for them, and he could do, you know, the funerals and the weddings and the counseling and the visitation. That's his job. Well, what's the believer's job? Come to church if they can make it. If they're not too busy. Well, that ain't going to fly with God. You know, I mean, you might have some people hoodwinked about that, but you stand before the Lord on that day, it's not going to go. Every believer has a job. Every believer is supposed to be involved in the work of the ministry. That doesn't mean you're a preacher, teacher, doesn't mean you stand behind a pulpit, but every believer is supposed to be at work in the ministry so that the entire body of Christ is built up and edified worldwide.
Amen.
And God gave the ministry gifts for the specific job of helping the believers to grow up, to be able to do the work of the ministry. Now, do you understand that what I just described, much of the church world does not believe. They're operating on a completely different system. And so that's why a lot of them, I don't know if you know it or not, but probably if you'll think about it, you do. How many ministers have just worn themselves out and they were, you know, had nervous breakdowns and physical breakdowns in their 40s and 50s and are just not able to do? Why? Because they just pushed themselves all day and all night. They tried to do all the praying for their people. They tried to do all, figure out all their problems. They did all the visitation. They did all the, and it never was it the will of God. While they're doing all that, the people are doing nothing. And so they're not developing. They're not going to get any reward. They remain babies. Do you see this? But not us. I said not us. No. Keep reading. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till the preachers? Huh? What? The fivefold ministry gifts? No, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a... There's that word again. What does that mean? Mature, complete man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. What does a believer look like when they're fully developed, when they're fully grown up? The Christ, the Master. He is the perfect example of what you look like and what you sound like and what you do and how you respond when you're mature, when you're fully developed. Can you be fully developed? In this life, can you develop? Can you? Can you develop until you think like the Lord thought when he walked the earth? That you pray like he did when he was on the earth? That you react and respond and walk by faith and walk in authority and walk in power like him? Can you develop so that you become like him? Every day, every week, more and more like him until you have grown up to the full measure, the full stature of who? Of him. It's like little kids backing themselves up against the wall and say, measure me, check me, check me. So they put the mark, you know, on the doorway or wherever. Well, what are they looking at again? What are they measuring it against? Usually it's mom or dad, right? Because, you know, when I grow up, I'm going to be like daddy. Well, when we put the mark, we step back and look. How do we know whether it's good or bad? Well, there's another mark over here. That's Jesus. Amen. And we're going to believe we grow until we're like him. Somebody says, you kidding me? You don't think you can be like him? We are commanded to be. The Bible said the servant is not above his master, but everyone that is... Remember those words? Talks about, yeah, there you go. There you go. We'll be as his master. Has he called us to be like him? Yes, he has. The Bible said 1 John 2:6, he that says he abides in him ought himself also so to walk even as he walked. He said you ought to. You're supposed to. Say it out loud. I'm growing up to be just like my master. I will continue to develop until I reach the full measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. You believe that? Keep reading. Verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children. Now, you know, when people are born again, they're babies. And that's fine. It's like in the natural, when children are born, they're babies. You don't look at them and go, why are you such a baby? Because they're a baby, right? And it's normal for babies to be babies and to wait on them hand and foot and them not to understand. But 10 years later, I said 10 years later, they shouldn't be laying in the bed looking at you to do everything for them. And 15 years later, they should not be acting like babies. They should have grown. They should have developed. The same thing is true spiritually speaking. Little ones, babies, people that got born again last week and yesterday, yeah, we're going to pray for them. We're going to use our faith for them. We're not going to expect much out of them, that they know much. But you've been saved 20 years and you still want us to do all your praying for you and find all your scriptures for you and figure out the answer for everything for you? And you don't even try to pray for yourself? You don't even try to be led by the Spirit? No, that's not okay. I said, that's not okay. Because if we're doing that, that's going to take up our time from taking care of people who really are babies. That's what many ministers are doing. They're running around, checking on this one, if their feelings are hurt or not. Running around, check on that one. Playing politics, because if they don't, they'll get voted out next month. It's pitiful. I said, it's pitiful. And these guys born again 40 years ago. Now, if you're looking for a church like that, this is not it. You won't like this one. So you'll have to look somewhere else. But if you want to grow up, if you want to grow up, there are some big benefits to growing up. Oh, we're going to get to talk about a few of them today, I think. Oh. Mrs. Well, I like being a baby. You don't have to think for yourself. Don't have to do a thing. Everybody waits on you hand and foot. Yeah, but babies don't get to do stuff.
That's right.
Hmm? Think of all the things babies don't get to do. I'm glad I grew up. I'm glad I'm not an infant. I'm glad I'm not, I'm glad I'm not on the bottle anymore. There was a time my mom, bless her heart, she'd take food and play like an airplane and go open wide. Stick it in my mouth and I'd spit it out and she'd wipe it off, put some more back in there. And I thank God for that. I couldn't have made it to the next phase of development. But I like feeding myself nowadays. I enjoy it. And that I'm not stuck to that green stuff in the little jars. There's some benefits to growing up, aren't there? Major benefits. Yeah. Sometimes you feel sorry for those babies. You look at what they're eating, you think, whoa, what is that? And they got no choice. I mean, they're just stuck in that chair. It's good to grow up.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Childish Ways, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1603E. That's R1603E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30, and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.